God told Israel that he would place his name upon them. Get that in Numbers 6. That was part of being in covenant with God, to take his name upon you and have his name put upon you. And yet there's a very sober warning that I want to discuss in Exodus 20, that God would not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Now, I don't think that this actually refers to blasphemy, as people use God's name as a kind of a curse, as a kind of under their breath thing. Not that that is right. Not that I think that that is acceptable behavior or use of language, not at all. But I'm saying that I don't think that that is what actually God quite has in view about taking his name in vain. In Psalm 139, that psalm seems to be in the initial context of Saul and his men persecuting David. So they were people who were in covenant relationship with God. And David talks about them as the enemies who take your name in vain. So what does it mean then to take God's name in vain in the original context? As I say, I don't think it talks about people using the name of God and Jesus under their breath sort of thing. Not that I'm at all justifying that, but I don't think that that is what is initially in view. Because the reference in number 6 of taking God's name upon us, having it placed upon us, this is all the language of covenant relationship. And so the idea is that we are not to take that name upon us for nothing, or to treat it as a vanity. To take, when we're told in Exodus 20, Yahweh will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain, to take is the same word that's translated to marry or to accept. So that's why I say it refers to covenant relationship. And it could allude to the way that when somebody is married, that the woman takes the name of the husband. And this is what happens when we enter into covenant relationship with God. His name, the name of none other than Yahweh God of Israel, becomes our name. We are baptized into the name. And I think that Paul has that verse in Exodus in view in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 1, when he urges us not to accept or to take the grace of God in vain. He's alluding to the passage that says, do not take the name of Yahweh in vain. But here he says, do not take or accept God's grace in vain. And he wisely and rightly understood that the essence of God's name, of Yahweh, is in fact his grace, because the characteristics of his name, which make up his name, his essential personality, could be summed up in one word as grace. So then, God is concerned then that his wife, that is us, should profane his name. That is expressed quite often in the scriptures. God's fear, as it were, his concern, lest those who have taken his name should profane his name, should bring it into dishonor. And this is alluding to the fear of the Hebrew man, that the woman he had married would disgrace his name. So the idea is that they should not enter into relationship with him as a vain thing, like as if a woman were to casually marry a man who loved her from the very core of his being, when for her it was just a casual thing and she was going to live a pretty profligate and adulterous kind of life as his wife. Just, of course, as Gomer does with Hosea representing God and Gomer representing Israel, God's people. So then for God to offer his name to us is to offer part of himself, is to, as it were, risk himself by putting his name upon us. And that is what God has done in, as it were, making himself vulnerable, in risking by becoming involved with us. And that is why he is hurt beyond any human understanding, beyond any human words. God himself is at stake in the way that his people Israel and his people generally have so often abused his name and taken it in vain. So I think this is where those who are of a religious mindset, who then come across true Christianity, need to stop in their tracks. We are not to conclude that the Bible is intellectually correct and makes sense, and therefore I get baptized into the name of Jesus, into the name of Yahweh, as it were, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because I wish to assent to a certain set of understandings that I now consider to be true. Because that is coming close to simply treating God and His truth as just anything else, as just some other religion, etc., one of many that we consider to be the best. No, to take the name of the Father and the Son upon yourself in baptism is far more than that. This is to absolutely take Him on and become His solely and absolutely. And we are not to do that in vain. We are not to just glibly consider ourselves His people on a sort of hobby level, as a kind of on a merely religious level. This is to be our heart and our soul. Now, the idea of in vain or vanity is very often associated with idolatry. And this exactly was Israel's problem, that they continued worshipping the idols, and they considered that their worship of the idols was a form of Yahweh worship, and likewise they could worship Yahweh as a form of worshipping the Baal cult. This was one of the most hurtful things for God, that was how His people treated Him. And so they are told in Deuteronomy 32:47 that their worship of Yahweh, their relationship with Him, is not to be a vain thing. It's not to be a vanity. It's not to be an idol. Just, yeah, okay, having Yahweh as one of your many religious interests, one of your gods. And as I say, this is the problem with the religious mindset, that there is a sort of a hobby-level interest in Christianity. And God will not hold such a person guiltless. And that term is used in Genesis 24, when Abraham's servant goes to find a wife for Isaac, and he's made to swear that he is going to actually uphold the promise, the agreement, the covenant that he's made. And the word guiltless then is used there in the sense of being clear of responsibility to covenant relationship. That, you know, I shall be guiltless if I fulfill this. I shall be guiltless if I fulfill my side of the covenant. But I shall be guilty. I shall not be guiltless if I don't. So God is not going to hold anyone guiltless upon whom His name has been called. And so you can understand that, because this is why Israel were held so terribly guilty, because God's name had been placed upon them. They were His people, and yet they had accepted or received or married, as it were, His name in vain. They had treated it as just an idol, as a hobby-level religion. And this becomes very piercingly relevant to all of us, that we have taken upon ourselves nothing less than God's name. So in your life and my life, nothing less than God Himself is at stake. And we are not to treat Him as a mere religion, as a mere hobby, as just a vain thing, as, oh yeah, that part of my life. As if we have many parts of our lives now, yeah, well, there's this sort of hobby thing that, yeah, my family are into it, so I sort of tag along as well. And yeah, I even have a fairly active role in that particular hobby of mine. No. It can't be like that. That is to take His name as a vain thing, and we will not be held guiltless for doing that.